Why does the Leaning Tower of Pisa lean? The Leaning Tower of Pisa is a famous Italian landmark. It was built as part of a church just before the Renaissance, which was a period of great cultural growth. The tower is round and measures 56 metres high. The tower started leaning because it was built on ground near a riverbed that was not solid. Even as it was being built, it was starting to sink. The builder tried making the upper stories taller on one side, but the lower leaned even more because of the extra weight. Building stopped completely for 100 years while everyone studied the problem. Finally, they tried adding two more stories out of line from the rest of the building, but the tower still leaned. Many people tried to think of ways to straighten the tower. Among the letters sent to Pisa was one suggesting to tie balloons on top of the tower to lift it up. Once holes were dug underneath the lower side of the tower, and the holes were filled with 900 tons of cement, but the building just tilted more. In 1990, the Italian government appointed a special committee to look into the problem. These people determined that the tower was unsafe for tourists, so it was closed to the public. After many years, John Burland, a professor of soil mechanics, came up with a way to remove soil from under one side of the building so it would settle back into the ground, reducing its tilt. After spending $30 million, the tilt is now 40 centimetres less than it was, with a total of 11 feet 8 inches. In 2001, the tower was again open to the public. For now, it is safe, but more major repairs may be done in the future.